what I thought was interesting was just you were talking, of course, and just the rhythm of your voice totally got me, I'll say, speak for myself, into that quiet space until eventually I did get to that point of no thought. Even though I was listening, I could hear you. And the fact that it happened so easily and effortlessly and quickly was what stood out for me.
Beautiful. And so the experience was quiet, peaceful, thoughtless. Beautiful. Who else would like to share their experience?
I really came to a sweet contentment.
Contentment, yeah.
So the quality, it just had this real sweetness to it.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
The best way I could describe it is emptiness.
Emptiness.
Stillness.
Stillness.
Love.
Beautiful. And this stillness, this emptiness, this love, this is what we call awakening. Everything that what you're describing, contentment, the place of peace when the mind stops going. Yeah, this is awakening. And generally, our attention is so much in the experience that we're completely overlooking that which is experiencing, right? We may experience touch, but we're just in the experience, right? Oh, we're just touching. So our attention is generally in the experience. But awakening is simply going back to the place that is simply observing. Who else would like to add something that they experienced?
I was just struck how quickly it happened, sort of like what you were saying, and that normally when I meditate, I have to be in a place where I'm comfortable and I feel safe and there won't be people distracting. And here we are in a room of people that mostly I don't know, and in that much time, you know, in no time, I felt quiet and calm and safe, and the thought came to me that you can find that anywhere, anytime. Which
yes.
is pretty cool.
Isn't that cool?
Mm-hmm.
Like we can find it anywhere, anytime, and really fast.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth is, you can do this. Even if it's in the middle of a move and you're hauling boxes up and down somewhere, or you get a flat tire last night as you're on your way to pick up copies and it's going to close at 9 o'clock and, you know, you're two blocks away. It doesn't matter. I mean, we really have access to it. It's just about where do we want to shift our attention? We can either get caught up in the movie or we can rest back into that peaceful place that's like, wow, look at what's occurring right now. This is interesting. All right.
Yeah. For myself, I felt like when I meditate, I have a lot of chatter. And this time I just felt nothing. It was absolutely blank.
Perfect.
Space, yeah. And quickly.
That's it. So nothing.
Yeah.
Isn't nothing beautiful?
Very calming. And I guess that's what we call peace.
That's what we call peace.
Yeah.
And this is exactly why after I had this experience that somehow I wanted to communicate with other people like, okay, I just stumbled into something really good. I don't know how in the heck to describe this, but it's very peaceful. Okay, inner peace. I can talk about inner peace. People will understand what that is.
Right.
Yeah. It's a good thing, huh? Good. Yes.
It felt unencumbered.
Unencumbered, yeah.
Yeah. But with an awareness, but a peaceful awareness. So I don't know, you're talking about nothingness, but it was unencumbered awareness.
Yeah. Exactly. That's exactly it.
I was just going to say, I think I'm broken because when I did this, I was like designing JV strategies in my head. I really like it. But then I was talking to Mary because I noticed that I was doing that, that my mind is like constantly thinking and strategizing and planning and orchestrating. But then I started to at least notice.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like we can be in the planning, and there's times when we're in the planning and blah, 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 and there's a time when we're noticing, wow, we're planner girl right now. We're like, we got it going on, and we could do this and that. But just that noticing, that is That's the place of awakening.
So I have a question though about that.
Okay.
Can you, from that place, communicate to your mind to shut off or slow down? Okay, this man's laughing at me over here.
I'm like, I guess he wants to know the answer too.
Okay, good. Oh, good. You're with me? Okay, good. Right. You're laughing with me. I get it.
Right. So here's the good news and the bad news. Thought isn't actually something we get to control. Feelings arise, sensations arise. Same thing with thought. It's not that we can just, push a button and thought goes off. That's just, unfortunately, not how it works. However, when we spend more of our attention and place more of our experience in the place of awareness, what naturally occurs is the thought goes down. And you can literally learn to shift from, I'm really caught up in the planning. Now, let me just rest back. Who or what is hearing now? Who or what is seeing now? Who or what is observing thought? And it's sort of like a muscle.
Mm-hmm. Is that therein which lies the practice?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, there's all kinds of things that then we can do to kind of relax thought. It's like, what are the thoughts around? And we can do some things that will make them less compulsive.
My husband made me a sign.
Read the sign. You are here.
The dot.
I want to thank you for your share because I've been in your shoes. And when I listened to you, I felt like that woman over there that said she was unencumbered. I just love that. And I got the thoughts out of my head because I felt extremely calm. However, right in the middle of it, my stomach started growling and it was noisy and I was embarrassed and I went right into that. Oh my God, I hope that, nobody heard me and I wanted to apologize and, and then I just kind of got back into it because you kept going on and then I was able to get that thought out of my head. But I have to pat myself on the back because after listening to you, Kelly, I always used to do that my mind, I couldn't stop it. And now I'm finding that in order to do that for myself is I have to breathe. And when I start really focusing on my breathing, it'll slow me down. And doing that was your process, is you slowed your breathing down, your tone down as you were talking, and you got all of our attention immediately, and it slowed us down. It was an energy in the room, and you just took it, you took control of it, and I was right there. So thank you very much. That was a really good learning experience for me. And thank you, Kelly.
Thank you. Very good.
I also want to continue on that. Trying to get my mind to shut up is practically impossible. In fact, when you tell your mind to shut up, it tells us, you shut up. But what you said is when you start to observe, this thing was just going on and on and on, and you step back from it, then the noise starts to drop. Still there, but
as we just rest back into observing thought, if they tend to calm down. If we all of a sudden step into the mode of thoughts, go away, go away, go away, thoughts, go away. It's like anything we push against, we're engaging it, right? If we just simply, here comes the thoughts, and then like clouds, let them go. If we just observe them, then we'll see other thoughts are arising. And then sometimes no thoughts arise.
A good example on one of our, when we learned meditation, he said, think of it as a television set in the other room. It's on, but you're not paying attention to it. You're focused on yourself.
Yes. That's actually good.
That's awesome.
So couple more quick chairs here. Yeah.
Well, I felt like I got pretty calm, but what generally happens when I get into that space is I start to analyze, who is this that's watching? And I get kind of caught up in trying to figure that out.
Yeah, so as you shift your attention to that eye, what is noticing that it's getting caught up? Very good. Last one.
As you spoke, I felt very calm. And I was going where you were going, in a place of peace, and because I was looking forward to this day and really wanted to come here. And I noticed also that I felt resistance, and I felt physical resistance as well in my body, where I wanted to leave, not in the physical sense, but usually, actually, I'm consciously choosing to participate right now, because if I don't, I'm going to withhold myself, and I'm not going to get the most out of this.
Right.
And so...
So perfect. So this is a good segue, because we're actually going to be talking about resistance here in just a moment. We can resist this place of awareness. I mean, we've resisted all day long, right? Sometimes we turn on the television. We do all kinds of things to distract, you know, awareness or mute it. So good.